Rendezvous de Cajun radio and TV program. C'est Claudia ici, a United States Park Ranger here in Eunice. And this program, the only one of its kind, is brought to you by Jean Lafitte National Historical Park and Preserve, the City of Eunice, Louisiana Office of Tourism at louisianatravel.com, St. Landry Parish Tourist Commission at www.cajuntravel.com, the New Orleans Jazz and Heritage Foundation Incorporated, the Best Stop Supermarket of Scott, Louisiana, the John Guillory Allstate Insurance Company of Eunice, Louisiana, and the Cajun French Music Association. Entertaining you tonight will be the Delta Drifters, Louisiana Blues with Jeff LeBlanc, and Wallace Trahan and Rice and Gravy. Your host this evening, he's a Cajun musician, he's a songwriter, a recording artist, a vocalist. In fact, he says he does it all, Mr. Ryan Simon. So, let's give a very warm welcome to the Delta Drifters, the Louisiana Blues with Jeff LeBlanc.
Good evening. I'd like to dedicate this performance to the memory of Mr. Bud Chandler, who recently passed away from Bud's Guitars and Drums. Glad to have you all aboard. Thank you for coming this evening. Here's something by Mr. Slim Harpo from Lobdell. Got to be with you tonight. Tomorrow morning you'll be gone. I'll be holding my pillow tight. What can I do with these empty arms? Only you can love me right. Mr. David Hoppenstedt on guitar and harmonica. Thank you. be right. I got to be with you tonight.
Yeah, il faut que j'aille avec toi ce soir. I gotta be with you tonight. Bienvenue à tout le monde. Notre gros samedi à Théâtre Liberté ici à Grand Eunice, Louisiana. Et c'est bon plaisir de voir les Delta Drifters. Good pleasure to see the Delta Drifters here tonight with us. A little bit different, a little bit first half of the show anyway. Playing the good old Louisiana, South Louisiana, Southern Blues and a little bit of everything, I guess, I imagine as well. Jeff. Mr. Jeff LeBlanc playing the vocals and playing the lead guitar as well tonight with us. Y'all give him a big hand.
Thank you.
And on acoustic guitar and harmonics and the vocals as well, Mr. David Hoppenstedt. Is that right?
Yes,
all right. Mr. Les LeBlanc playing the bass guitar for Tout le Monde à soir. And sur le tambour, Mr. Tony East back there on the drums. Play some more music, Kit Kat Club.
Yes, sir. By the way, we got a few CDs here for sale, and this next song is on that particular CD called Dark Roast. One called The Kit Kat Club. With your top rolled down, wind in your face as you roll into town. Pick up your buddies and a couple of sons. Cruise on over to the Kit Kat Club at the Kit Kat Club. Kit Kat Club. At the Kit Kat Club, you can swing like a crazy fool. The Hurricanes are playing tonight. Down home groove is out of sight. All the ladies are ready to play. To the break of day, a Kit Kat Club. Kit Kat Club. At the Kit Kat Club, you can swing like a crazy fool. All right, Doc. Club at the Kit Kat Club. Kit Kat Club. At the Kit Kat Club, you can swing like a crazy fool. The boys are cooking, they're starting to burn. Steaks are sizzling, ready to turn. The washboard man goes clickety-clack. Right up the road, just over the track. At the Kit Kat Club. Kit Kat Club. At the Kit Kat Club, you can swing like a crazy fool. At the Kit Kat Club. Kit Kat Club. At the Kit Kat Club, you can swing like a crazy fool. Thank you all. Thank you very much.
Yeah, all right. Jeff, step up to the mic, man. I got to talk a little bit about the band, where y'all from and everything. I want to know a little bit.
Well, I was born and raised in Lafayette, Louisiana.
I know that place. Me too.
Spent a little bit of time in Mississippi, I guess about 10 years, and moved back home. Thank God for that. And been here ever since and played in a lot of bands and a lot of clubs.
All around the South, or, I mean, all around everywhere?
All over the place. Yeah, yeah.
A lot of great South Louisiana in itself, for all y'all visitors that are visiting from outside the state, obviously. South Louisiana is a great melting pot of not only Cajun heritage, Cajun French heritage, but also a lot of Creole heritage, a lot of German heritage, a lot of Spanish heritage, and well, and what it accompanies to is a big melting pot of culture, and you get a lot of great sounds out of South Louisiana. One of them is, of course, rhythm and blues, and I know a lot of the older generation, my grandparents for sure, listen to swamp pop music. Listen to people like, you know, Warren Storm, Rod Bernard, and all those great guys, and they got a lot of their influence from music like this, you know, from the B.B. Kings and all those guys of Louisiana and Mississippi.
So. Yes, sir.
Well, great, great. It's great to have you all here, and it's, like I said, it's here at Liberty, we don't get to hear a little bit of blues and a little bit of rhythm and blues like this, and it's also, and it's always a pleasure to hear it. Just how lonely.
We're going to feature Doc on this, David Hoppenstedt.
Just how lonely can a lonely be? I don't know, maybe you can tell me. I think about you, do you think about me? Just how lonely can a lonely be? I get in my car, I go to the bar, I stare at the wall, wondering where you might be. Get back in my car, go back home, stare at the wall, wondering if you call home. Just how lonely can lonely be? I don't know, maybe you could tell me. I think about you, do you think about me? Just how lonely can lonely be? Turn on the TV, there's nothing to see. A feeling inside says give it just a little more time. I cried every day since you went away. It just didn't fail. So why, oh, why do I still care? I don't wanna see your face. I don't wanna hear your voice. I don't wanna feel so bad. I just wish that I had a choice. Just how lonely can a lonely be?
Thank you.
Pretty, very pretty.
Matter of fact, We got a Louisiana artist coming up here. I think most people claim him as a Louisiana artist. Correct me if I'm wrong, but Mr. Jimmy Reed.
Yeah, they do indeed.
Somebody said Jimmy Reed.
I'm old, but I'm not that old. But I tell you what, that song, I can remember being like that, Knee High to a Duck, about 4 or 5 years old. And my grandpa would play that song. My grandpa played electric guitar, and we'd go. And I had a couple of aunts now that got married when I was that tall. And I can remember him playing that for the reception. And I can remember that song really, really well. And I've, like I said, I've heard that song 25 years, and that's 30 years going on. It's a great song. Jimmy Reed down here. Y'all play a lot around, or y'all play here and there and everywhere? What y'all do?
Kind of all over the place, a little bit in Baton Rouge.
Where in Baton Rouge?
Well, in Baton Rouge, it's Zachary. We played at Teddy's Juke Joint.
Oh, yeah?
Played at a place downtown Baton Rouge, Po' Boy Lloyd's. We played at the Red Dragon.
Mm-hmm. A lot of great venues around Baton Rouge.
Yeah,
a lot of
yeah.
great festivals and stuff, too, all year long.
Sure. Mainly at Teddy's, though, in Zachary. Teddy's Juke Joint.
Yeah. Very cool. Very cool. You got to help me with a lot of these songs, too. I don't know. These are all the standard tunes? Is all the
Well, yeah, in the blues and rhythm and blues world, yeah.
Right.
This one here, I believe, is about 1958. It's a little something by a guy named Willie Mabon, and it's called Poison Ivy.
Get up.
Well, cat don't chick there, please. I'll have to cut you right down to your knees. But I don't like to brag, I don't like to say what I do. But I'm like poison ivy, I'll break out all over you. Every morning when I shave, wearing my house coat, two men have to hold me, or I'll cut my throat. But I don't like to brag, don't like to say what I do. But I'm like poison ivy, gonna break out all over you. Sword, but I don't like to brag, don't like to say what I do. But I'm like poison ivy, gonna break out all over you. Saying rest in peace, but I don't like to brag, don't like to say what I do. But I'm like poison ivy, gonna break out all over you.
Right. Yeah, gonna break out all over you. Poison ivy ain't no fun. Yes, indeed. I put a pleure dans mon coeur, raining in my heart.
Yes, sir.
That's the
Slim Harpo.
The Slim Harpo version? Okay.
Yes, matter of fact,
the original, that's right.
We got a guy that has trod in the same path that Mr. Slim Harpo has trod in for many years. David here on harmonica is played at Jazz Fest. He's originally from Chicago.
All right, very good.
David came here and went to work for the state of all things. So, you know, the phone calls that I make to him, I got to kind of be careful.
You got to make sure it's him on the line, huh?
That's right. And I also got to keep him limited because I don't want to be wasting my tax dollar.
That's right. You got to watch the clock when he talks to you on the phone.
Don't let me cry in vain. try my luck is once again. Honey, I need your love. And baby, you know why. If you would come back home, there'd be no need for me to cry. Rain.
That sounds familiar right there. A lot of Cajun bands will put that song, and when they play Matilda, they'll sing that song along with it. That's a Cajun standard in the swamp pop world. Yeah. Blue Light Boogie. Uh-oh.
With the Bobby socks. What a party. I really got a shock. They did the boogie real slow. With the blue lights way down low. They did the boogie real slow. With the blue lights way down low. I started swinging. All she did was rock. I kept on swinging. She said, now listen, Pop. I like the boogie real slow with the blue lights way down low. I like to boogie real slow with the blue lights way down low. I looked around, the shades went down. Chicks was in a groove. I didn't see how those cats could dance when their feet didn't even move. I kept on swinging. I stuck my left foot out. I kept on swinging. And I heard somebody shout, you got a boogie real slow. Kept on coming in, kept on knocking. till nearly half past ten. They did the boogie real slow with the blue lights way down low. They did the boogie real slow with the blue lights way down low. The girls and boys made so much noise, they even had a rave. The only thing those cops could find was ice cream and lemonade.
Thought about it with Jeff right here being from the South and David being from Chicago. We got a little bit of Southern blues. We got a little bit of Chicago-style blues, of course, in the great tradition of Elmore James and Buddy Guy and John Lee Hooker and all those guys. Pretty cool, pretty cool. Tip on in.
Let your head down, baby. We ain't going to heaven no how. Ready to boing, baby. Right here and now. Oh, I dig those crazy clothes. Let me feel those fish in that hole. Kind of low at the top, high at the bottom. See how we ever did out.
Hopstead singing Hop and Stab. Sorry. Singing right there on the tip. All right. Yeah, we got about time to do maybe two more. Probably two more. What y'all want to do? Y'all want to do...
I believe we'll go on with Rich Woman Blues.
Rich Woman Blues.
Yes, sir.
Let's hear it.
Of course, you know, anybody who has a rich woman, I don't think there'd be any blues involved.
No, they shouldn't. They shouldn't be having the blues.
You can't sing the blues from an air-conditioned room, right?
Not a rich woman, didn't know.
I got a woman with plenty of money. She got the money and I got the honey. Called my baby kind of late last night. She told me, Daddy, everything was all right. So fine. You know that woman, she's mine, all mine. She bought me a Cadillac and diamond ring. She told me, Daddy, don't you worry about a thing. Jungle beat there.
Yeah. Hush, yeah, we got time to do one more song, and what y'all want to finish with?
Let's do Hush, man. We're gonna do another Jimmy Reed song because we just dearly love Jimmy Reed, and I encourage all you guys to, when you can, go out and buy some of them 1950s, 1960s blues records. Boy, there's some really good music on there.
Don't put them in your CD player; they won't work though.
That's right.
Well, hush up, if you don't believe a word. Well, hush up. Thank you.
Gibbs. I'm Donnie Moldman for the Delta Drifters. Jeff Lamont, everybody. Thank you all, guys.
Thank
Great
you.
Job. Et pendant on a la chance, je vais annoncer les bands qui vont venir dans juste 3 semaines. Hello. Là, on va voir, c'est le deuxième. La semaine qui vient, le 22 de juin, ça sera la Louisiana Road Trip Band. Et Troy Lejeune et Cajun Review va être ici avec vous autres. Et dans 2 semaines, ça sera le 29 de juin, ça sera une bonne show. Le soir là, ça sera Vance Bazaar and the Original Mamou Playboys va être ici avec Steve Riley. Ça manque pas ça. Et en 3 semaines, ça sera le 6 de juillet, ça sera le band de Chemin Gravel, le Gravel Road Band with Ken Benoit. Et la Récolte Cajun Band va être ici pour le show. Et comme j'ai dit, plus bonne heure, c'est notre gros samedi à soir. Et combien de monde ici peut parler français? Lève les mains comme ça. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Yeah, I got a few. How many of y'all are visiting from outside the state? Got a few visiting from outside the state? Yes, sir. Where from?
Nova Scotia.
Nova Scotia. All right, very good. Whereabouts in Nova Scotia?
Shedicat, Cape Breton Island.
Very good. Happy to have y'all with us. Y'all from outside? From West Virginia. Very good. Happy to have you all with us. Anybody else? Got some other ones visiting? Here, there, everywhere, I guess? Way in the back? All right. Let me go see if I can find them in the back. Where in the back? Some visiting from outside the state back here? Nope. If they do, they don't want to admit it, I guess. Well, this is a live radio show we do every Saturday and Sunday night. Not Sunday night, every Saturday night. We've been doing it for a long time, and we've been doing it since, I think, 1987. And this is our grand old opera for Cajun and Zydeco music. And as well, as you can see tonight, great other local talents from around South Louisiana and from around the state, really, and from around everywhere. And for us musicians, it's something that we honor and cherish because, like I said, it's not every time we are able to get up in front of an audience like this and play for a sit-down audience. It's not a festival, so you don't have a big packed house. It's not a dance hall, so you're not dancing around everything. It's more intimate, and you can talk to everybody, and you have an MC like me to be able to do it, to communicate back and forth. And you get to meet a little bit of the band, you get to meet a little bit of the musicians, and a history of who they are and where they come from and everything. So it's great to have everybody here. Thank you all so much. We're starting to get into the summer months. It's starting to be a little bit warm outside, so it's nice to be inside where it's cool and everything. Huh?
A joke?
And bêtise? Oh, Lord, you hold y'all ears if we're going to be telling jokes.
C'est propre, je l'ai vu. C'est Fenric Manuel, j'étais élevé à Mamou. Quand j'ai commencé l'école, je ne connaissais pas un mot en anglais. Et il y avait un petit garçon comme moi, le maître d'école voulait montrer comment compter en anglais. Le maître d'école dit, c'est one, c'est tout et c'est bon. C'est tout et c'est bon.
C'est bon. Si ça dit tout, c'est bon. Oh yeah, that's another great part of the culture is the jokes, is the humor. How are we coming back there, guys? Y'all doing all right? My time to start? Well, and like I said, most of the times, and since 1987, we've been doing this show, and we've always been able to listen to ourselves on the radio. That's the reason we wanted to do this show, and most of the times we have it with 2 bands, so that's why we have a second set that's going to play tonight for us. And I think if we're ready to go, y'all ready to go? They ready to go? Okay. And to move on. Oh, well. Like I said, we have some from Nova Scotia. We have some from West Virginia. We get them from all over the country and all over the world. We've had people in here visiting from France, from Belgium, from China one time. I remember when I was here playing. We had a couple that was visiting from China. Alors, how goes it? Avant de commencer avec le deuxième groupe, il faut que je dise que il y a une tas de bandes qui va nommer le band après du manger. Et il y a du jambalaya, il y a du filet. Allons voir. Je crois qu'il y avait une band qui s'appelle Gumbo. For whatever reason in South Louisiana, we like to name our bands after food because food is another part of the. Another great part of the culture, another great part of the heritage and the history of this area, and we like to name our bands after food for whatever reason. And we've had Jambalaya Cajun Band. That's a great band from South Louisiana. We've had, like I was saying, Filet, Tasso, Gumbo. I think it was a band named Gumbo one time or another. And the band y'all going to hear tonight is called Rice and Gravy. Rite la sauce, comme on dit ça en français. En cajun. All right, with no further ado, please welcome Rite la sauce. Rice and gravy. Rue de la sauce, comme on dit. Eh bien, c'est M. Wallace Trahan. Après, jouer l'accordéon ici pour vous autres. Je vous donne un grand main pour Mr. Wallace. Yeah.
Merci beaucoup, mes amis. Thank you very much.
Et sur le violon, M. Henry Hempel, après jouer à soir pour tous vous autres. Sur le violon.
Bien, merci.
There you go. Sherman Thibodeau, après, vous jouez là-bas, sur l'autre bord du stage, là-bas. Mr. Dudley Bear, après, jouez la guitare ici, en avant. La préfecture le train, là-bas, c'est les tambours. Ah oh, ouais. Mr. Wendell Lobby playing les tambours. Après jouer les tambours là-bas. All right, allons avec tous les soirs. Tous les soirs, quand le soleil a presque couché, en mangeant à toi, ne peux pas t'oublier. Tous les soirs, très plein de mon laurier, avec un cœur aussi cassé. Job.
Thank you. Merci beaucoup.
Je connais, il faut que je dise une petite histoire parce que le nom de groupe, j'étais prêt à drive dans mon truck avec mon petit garçon et mon petit fils. Et la radio était préjouée et je ne me rappelle pas qu'on était, mais la radio était préjouée. Mais et, une chanson est venue et l'annonceur il a dit hey, la prochaine chanson, on va jouer quelque chose par M. Wallace Trahoy, Rice and Gravy. And my little boy said, What? rice and gravy. He liked to flip out of his seat. He couldn't believe it. Rice and gravy. Because I tell you, here in South Louisiana, we always talk about food. And it's such a part of the, like I was saying earlier, it's such a part of the culture. But I think everybody here that's from here was one at one time or another raised on rice and gravy.
Oh, yeah.
That's right. I know when I was, like I said, knee high to duck, you know, you eat rice and gravy. That's a staple here in South Louisiana. So, very good. La chanson de la limonade. And bon verre de la limonade dans les jours chauds.